Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, the weather outside is frightful. Oh, but the atmosphere is so delightful. In my studio room, out over the pond that is frozen, live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Not only America, but Canada, Australia, Malaysia, London, England, California, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, and darlings, we have been hit again with nothing like what Boston is going through. But it is so cold, and the wind is unrelenting, just unrelenting. March Madness. Well, happy March 3rd. Yes, we got up, went to the gym. The roads were a bit slushy. And Mary, the receptionist at the Hoffman Estates where we work out, she saw us pull up, and she jumped up and ran out to help escort Bill into the building. His balance is awesome. I've never seen anything like it. But I attribute that to being an iron worker and ballet on the beam, working the beams when he was a younger man. It was a bit precarious because you see the slush and you think it's just slush and a half a block later you realize that it was ice on your way. We had a great workout, incredible workout. And you know what I found out about me? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. That when I am teed off about something, or I just quite haven't gotten it together, I don't have a solution, man, I hit that elliptical. My balance just let go and do all of my arm swings and everything else. It was just awesome. It's amazing. And I have to tell you this. Yes, I am an octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude, from fitness to fun with fashion. But, darlings, remember, I've been exercising all of my life. When I was a little girl, I knew that I didn't want to grow old. And we walked everywhere. We played everything. And I was trained in the world of classical ballet, and I don't know any other way. So I digress. Let me get to my point. I'm reading about all of these people that really qualified to teach older people how to not fall. And I read about one, this is in Arizona, and I'm using all of my restraint from not calling because it's not my show, it's none of my business. You better know what you're doing if you're going to teach people. And I want to tell you, ageless grace, you could do yoga in a chair. You could do your exercises in a chair. Log online. And if you don't have a computer, Sarami says, shame on you. Have your kids do it or your grandkids and find out. Oh, look, I'm going to say it again and again and again and again and again. The body and brain don't age. We do, by our choices. And do any of you have any idea how I could find my niche? I know that today's show is for the love of intrigue, King Tut, the king, the boy king. But I'm at a crossroad, and I need your help. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. The 60-year-olds that they think that they have nothing to be concerned about. No, the 40 to 50. And the 60-year-olds are just beginning to think about, oh, I don't know, do I want to? The danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. So we get to 70s, 80s, and what I'm finding, by the way, 90-year-olds, honey, they are shaping the world. The 60-year-olds are ready to throw in the towel. The 70 and 80s, they're in God's waiting room. Not me. I am a fashionista. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. And I will do a whole show on my cover story. Now, tell me where I'm kind of caught in the middle. The 40 to 50-year-olds, are, you know, just kind of look at me like, And the 70 and 80, it's like, you want me to do what? If you don't move your body, the blood becomes like sludge. But this is not today's show. That's what has been ticking me off. I just didn't realize it. Because it's been the monkey chatter in the back of my brain. The Silver Fox and I got up this morning and we said, well, we have a choice. We either go or we don't. And we decided to go, and we were delighted. Yeah, we had to use a little more caution because of the roads. And these crazy drivers, where on earth are they going? Shoo! You would think they were in the Indy 500. And the workout, oh, I always feel so much better. And it gets the circulation going. And dementia, Alzheimer's, all of this, others, losing your keys, forgetting, whatever. The brain isn't getting enough oxygen, and that's because the blood circulation isn't there. So my dilemma right now is, who do I contact? Who's going, you know, because you know I did. I surpassed myself with the stair climb, and you already know that no one cared. No one really mattered. It didn't matter to them at all. And I just learned that the American Lung Association decided to put in age 80. Well, golly gee whiz, why did you take until March 1st to call to let me know? The climb is the 8th, and I've decided that I'm not going to climb. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and institutionalized. And I will not allow anyone to take glamour out of aging. So what's your theory on it? What do you have for me today? 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. It's the year 2012, 2015. What did you do? Hey, how's your world going? How's your life going? Are you happy? I want to tell you something. Money is not the road to happiness. It may help. Absolutely. Oh, let's see. Bill Gates is $79 billion, and then some guy in Mexico is $77. And I know that you needed to know this. Michael Jordan is a billionaire, the basketball star. I knew that you would not sleep unless you knew that. And this morning I picked up the paper to see what was going on in the world. I have to stay on top of what's happening. Here is a guy, even 25 million can't end wrongly convicted Chicago man's legal scrapes. Since a kid. Oh, this is so obscene that I don't even know why I'm sharing it with you. He has, let's see. He was in jail at the age of 13. Let's see, now 35 years. I cannot believe this. TJ was sitting in his parked Lamborghini on the northwest side last year when a cop came up and busted him for marijuana possession. Hey, mother, where are you? Where are you, mother? He was awarded in 2009 a certificate of innocence. $25 million in a wrongful conviction lawsuit against the city of Chicago stemming from a murder conviction that was later vacated. He's 35. He has homes in Chicago in the suburbs. He has 14 vehicles registered in his name, including the $130,000 Lamborghini sports car, a second Lamborghini, a Bentley convertible, and other expensive vehicles. He has a lifetime of problems. He was 13. Can you believe this? Now listen to me. I don't know where his mother is. Still in elementary school when he was arrested for murder in 1993, his friend Larry fingered him to police as the killer. TJ was later convicted of fatally shooting a 19-year-old gang rival on the north side. The conviction overturned in 2009 ultimately led to a $25 million award. By the time of the murder bust at age 13, he had already been arrested 22 times. And I'm looking at his photo. Oh, this guy needs help. I'm looking at the eyes. This guy is a loose cannon. Okay. Enough about that. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. All right, let's get to Chicago now. Pregwinkle will stay neutral in April runoff. Senator Kirk warns defeat of Emani could bankrupt the city. Oh, that's interesting. Now, Toni Pregwinkle, I want to call her Periwinkle, said Monday she's staying out of the April 7th mayoral runoff despite her close ties to her floor leader, Chewy, and her difficult relationship with Romney. In the runoff, Chewy had hoped to pull Perry off the sidelines to help him resurrect the Hispanic, Black, progressive white coalition that helped Harold Washington become Chicago's first African-American mayor. And she says, my position hasn't changed. I'm staying out of it. She said that before she joined Manny and Chewy at Pulaski Day ceremonies. Oh, I wish these people would stop calling me. I'm so sorry. In the first round, I had a colleague of 4 or 5 years in Bob Ferretti, a contributor in Willie Wilson's. Actually a significant contributor, my floor leader and a mayor who I've tried to work with for the past 4 years, and I decided to take no position, and that's where I am now. And Chewy, well, what could he do? He had to take it in stride. How can anything be a blow if we're doing so great? Now, Pregwinkle declared her neutrality as Senator Mark Kirk warned that Chicago could follow Detroit into bankruptcy. Why? If Manny is not reelected, oh, is he going to feed the coppers? Oh, dear. A collapse of Chicago debt, which already happened with Detroit, would soon follow if someone who really was inexperienced and irresponsible replaced Rahm. Well, oh, please. I just can't go on with it. I cannot go on with it. I just simply cannot go on with it. In Chicago, vote often and early. And Lisa Madigan, identity theft makes state's top 10 complaint list for the 7th straight year. What gets Illinois residents the most steamed? Ah, for those angry enough to put pen to the paper and write to the Illinois Attorney General's office, the top concern in 2014 was consumer death, followed by worries about identity theft. It's the 7th year in a row. Debt. Oh, 3,600 people wrote with complaints about consumer debt, which includes such things as mortgage lending, debt collection, and credit cards. And then 2,600 wrote about identity theft. Do these people have any conscience? Do they sleep at night? I don't think so. They're sociopaths. They're silver-tongued serpents. It is my money. I earned it the old-fashioned way. I worked for it. We're going to Los Angeles. Los Angeles Police Department, Skid Row man shot after officer yelled about a gun. In Washington, medal for Selma marchers. Congress is sending Barack Obama a bill to award the Congressional Medal to those who participated in the historic Selma civil rights protest 50 years ago. They approved. Now, this is interesting. Ebola nurse boss Googled tips for handling patients. And her name is Nina. The Dallas hospital that treated the first patient to be diagnosed in the U.S. with Ebola lied to Congress when it said its staff was trained to handle the deadly virus. A nurse who contracted the disease contends in a lawsuit Monday. Nina says after being told last fall that she would be treating a patient suspected of having Ebola, the sum total of information she was given to protect herself was what her manager Googled and printed out from the internet. Stay tuned. This is going to get terribly interesting. Oh, dear. No, log on to Chicago Sun-Times, page 17. Men, get the help you need. Huntington Beach, California, hail at the Surf City. Oh, we are. Oh, Mother Earth is not happy. The beach at Southern California Surf City has been turned white by a dumping of hail from a fast-moving storm. At least an inch of icy pellets coated the sand at Huntington Beach after the system roared ashore on Monday. And in Baghdad, Jihadi Joe, didn't his family know what Hitler was doing? And you know what I want? Allegedly, he is the one that was decapitating all of these Christians. Now, all I want him to do is to experience the fear. Get him on his knees. Get him by the back of his whatever he's wearing. And show him the knife. And say, Jihadi Joe, say au revoir. And of course, don't do it. Because you see, well, wait a minute. Maybe he had a bad childhood. What do you think? I'm getting so sick of that rhetoric, I can't stand it. But what about his family? Didn't they suspect something? And you know, these terrorists are nothing but really H.A. cowards. A.H. cowards, backed by Iranian-supported Shiite militants. Excuse me. Iraqi forces launched a large-scale offensive Monday to retake Saddam Hussein's hometown from the Islamic State group. And, oh, didn't you know all of this is in the name of Allah? And that's something that really caught my attention. And I have to say that it's Viewpoint. And her name is Sue, and she's on page 21. Don't ignore real story of why some get obese. We nag Americans constantly to eat better, but we have to improve the readability, available, affordable choices, if that's what we want them to do. Look at all the fast foods. Look at all of the fast foods. How refreshing it would be if the next time TV decides to do a weight blame game that it takes on government subsidies that highly support the bad carbohydrates in our diets, and a food industry that makes dubious food choices so affordable. Now that would be must-see TV. Now every once in a while, the Silver Fox and I enjoy junk food. And we were in the establishment that served sliders. And now they have their little shrimp nibblies. And a husband and wife came in. Man, their tray was loaded with sliders. And she kind of looked at me and smiled and said, oh, we only do this 3 times a week. Can you imagine? Can you imagine calories, the fat? Oh, man. Feeder readback. We need substance, not style. And this Laura Washington makes a good argument for Chewy Garcia being the hope for Chicago's cultural change. Not hard to do against Manny, who makes hard choices that alienate citizens but has long-term vision to get Chicago out of the red. Well, why doesn't he use some of his money? Chicago is an old, beat-up car full of rust and running on 3 cylinders. Do we drive it to the body shop first so it will look pretty, or do we go to the repair shop to ensure it to continue to run? The auto painter can wait. We need mechanics to get Chicago running again on all cylinders. What is it going to take? Let me hear your voice. 347-637-3789. And where are you calling from? What is the weather? Now, it said that it was going to be 40. Well, what that means, and rain. Now, what that means is that it's going to start to melt. And then if the temperatures really drop, we're going to have ice. And it is going to be one big mess. One big mess. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally but nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. By the click of Z button, you could discover what America, what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. The Boy King. Did he have malaria, epilepsy? Did he die in a chariot race? Or was he murdered? It was a dark day for him. Do you know that he was only 9 years old when he was crowned the boy king? I wonder if he had any dark days. I don't even know what the lifespan was. 3,000 years after he reigned. Well, Egypt is in an uproar again because they rediscovered the boy king. But I have to tell you a story about the stranger who changed my life. And this is about Hoda, as told to Diane in the Reader's Digest, March 2015. Page 127. We as human beings need to be held. We need to be touched. We need to be hugged. We need to hold hands. And we need to be told that we matter. There are words that hurt and words that empower. Now I'm going to tell you her story. This is Hoda's story. On one of my darkest days, my seatmates' wise words were a ray of light. The man next to me. This goes back to March 27, 2007. I was recovering from major surgery for breast cancer and going through a divorce. It was a terrible time. I was spending most of my days at home, keeping everything to myself. Then my Today Show host, colleague Matt Lauer, threw me a lifeline by asking whether I felt well enough to tape a Where in the World segment. Hey, Matt said, why don't you pick a couple of days and go to Ireland and escape, he suggested kindly. I thought it would be a great way to forget about it all, so I jumped at the chance. The trip was fun because I was living in the moment, but by the same time I got on the plane to go home, I wasn't feeling well. My plan was to curl up in a ball and sleep for the entire flight. I had my earbuds in my hand. They were an inch away from going in when the guy next to me turned to me and said, hi, how you doing? And I thought, oh, no. And then he said, you know, I recognize you from somewhere. And I said, well, I work on the Today Show, I told him, holding my earbuds in my hands. Oh, he smiled at me and he said, hey, how's Matt? Is Matt nice? Yeah, I said, Matt's nice. How's Al? Al seems funny. And all I wanted to do was sleep. But he had kind eyes and looked like a good-hearted guy. So we continued making small talk. Then he noticed that I was wearing a compression sleeve on my arm and asked, what's that? I told him I had a procedure and needed the sleeve to fly, hoping he could change the subject, but he continued, what procedure did you have? Oh, I said, I had an operation, I said vaguely. He was still so curious, so I said, look, I had breast cancer, but boy, I hope that's not the first thing you think of when you get up off this flight telling your kids, hey, I sat next to a girl with breast cancer. He paused for a moment and then said, I have to ask you, what's wrong with that? Breast cancer is part of you, like going to college or getting married. Oh, I could feel my eyes filling up. Let me give you some advice, the guy said. Don't hog your journey. It's not just for you, he said. Think of how many people you could help. I had tears coming down my face, and I said, I can't believe I'm crying in front of you. I don't even know you. You have a choice in life, he said. You could either put your stuff deep in your pockets and take it to your grave, or you can help someone. Even though I'm on a show where we're pretty open, I was really struggling then. I always had been a very private person, and aside from the few people who needed to know, I kept my illness a secret. I didn't want to be defined by my weakness. But this man, whose name was Ken Twain, showed me that my illness gave me strength because it gave me the ability to lighten someone else's load. I decided at that moment that I was going to share my story publicly. Later that year, I talked about my illness and my conversation with Ken on the air with Ann Curry. Years later, a producer who used to work on our show mentioned that her boyfriend was in charge of an event, and she thought I knew the honoree. It was Ken. You know, the guy who sat next to me? He and I hadn't seen each other since we met on the plane, but Ken's best friend wound up contacting me and asking me to help present Ken with a Father of a Year award at a luncheon in New York. Ken was sitting there grinning as I said, "He's touched a lot of people's lives. He obviously touched a stranger like me." Everything came full circle a few years ago when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He called me and said he now understood what it felt like. I told him. It seemed as if he'd always understood. And you know what? It's better to share and heal than to try to hide away. He's healthy now, and I'm forever grateful that I never got that transatlantic nap. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in number 347-637-3789. Did you know, before I go on to the love of intrigue, and this is with the Smithsonian Magazine. Oh, man. I cannot be without it. I love to be able to share these stories with you. You know, there's only so much of my life that I could tell you. Other people have surpassed themselves and gone on to standing on the top of that mountain. They traverse the abyss and they're enjoying a world of wonder. Now, this is a call to action. All business owners, entrepreneurs, private, stay-at-home moms and dads, would you like to be on radio? Does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? You know, change is constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. If you're interested in the 10-week introductory offer that I have, call me at 847-882-8717. It's a 10-week commitment after you and I talk, and I find out, no loose cannons, and I find out what it is that you have. Does it resonate with the world? Is it going to help people? What's your purpose? I then work with you on your commercial. It'll be in my voice. But then here's the good news. Contained within that 10-week period commitment, you get a half-hour show. And it's all about you. You get to hear yourself on radio. The value priceless. Because it's all contained within the one lump sum. You get the 10 weeks, your commercial is heard 30 times. You get the half hour show, that's yours. Then you listen to yourself, you score yourself, and then you send the link to your email database and encourage them to forward the link to their database, and so on and so on. Within minutes, you have circled the world, locally, nationally, and the world. But wait, it gets better. You're part of the PSA, the public service announcements, where I identify you, give you your tagline, and your contact. And it is so affordable. Call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I don't think of them as my sponsors. I just think of them as my partners. Impact. Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They just got through having their big meeting. Iron Workers and Impact met in Las Vegas. And hopefully I'll have them on air this month. And we'll do a recap. To learn more about the value of Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. That's impact-net.org. Iron Workers. They work hand in glove. They have each other's back. What a noble profession. The mission and purpose, you know, I did marry an iron worker, is to educate you to acknowledging, to make you aware of their brilliance, and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Okay, on one hand, you have 4 years of college. On the other is the Dom Perignon of the trades, iron workers. You have to qualify, so you log on ironworkers.org and check it out. Now, here's the difference. I'm all for higher education. If that's what you want, then go. But don't waste the time and the money, because time is your life. And don't be an idiot about it. Yeah, you'll wake up one morning and you'll be 40, 50 years old. And you'll go, where on earth did the time go? So if you want to go to college, fine. Now, unless you have someone that's going to foot the bill, at the end of 4 years, you have tuition to pay. Not with iron workers. If you qualify, you are an apprentice. And after 4 years, your health care has been established, your pension, it goes with you everywhere. And you don't have to pay back any money. You've been earning while you were learning. And then we have the 8-minute CD. Aaron Copland opens with fanfare to the common man and transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid motions and movements of the swan. Get in touch with me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Or call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Let's see. We had Christmas, we had New Year's, we have anniversaries, we have weddings, we have birthdays, we have bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, We have St. Patrick's Day. We have all kinds of celebrations. And when it comes to sending a unique gift, don't you want to send something that really is going to make an impact? No pun intended. Send a lobstergram. And you pick and choose. It could be succulent live lobsters, lobster tails, fork tender steaks, appetizers, desserts, any combination that you could think of in the soups. Log on lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562 and you design your own gift basket. And if you mention my name, Kathy, you'll get a 10% discount on your order. Oh, I love eating like a king and queen. We had the filet mignon last evening, and now we're going to have the crab cakes and the lava cakes, the chocolate. Oh, once you've taken, I am so spoiled that it has to be lobstergram. Dan the Lobster Man. Call 800-548-3562. Bon appetit. Bon appetit. Listening to Live with Kathy. The Consortium. It's eclectic. Topics are eclectic. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And I already told you that I worked out at Hoffman Estates Park District today. Man, I had a kick-tush workout. And I told you to log on. Of course you're not going to do it my way. You can't. But your age is, you can't. I've been a stair climber for over 35 years. And you think you're going to be able to match me? I don't compete with anyone. Even when I'm climbing for a cause. You know, we love Maui. And when we're there, they have a sign posted somewhere. It doesn't matter how fast or slow you go, just finish. I don't compete with anyone. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing for the love of Kathy and the love of the Silver Fox. And Rika Cuff, they have a consortium there, 50 plus. She is the director and does a magnificent job. If you're bored, guess what? Your choice. Log on heparks.org and check out your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. Nope. We're just about 5 weeks away from the day the government gets paid. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. You could reach him at ahtax@ameritech.net if you have a little problem, a little issue that needs a professional touch. And you know that when you logged on to my websites, did you click on the video? Roger Plummer and I, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Sonnet 18. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. That's Sonnet 22. I studied with Professor Avkali at DePaul University, and he said, you have to learn Shakespeare. Oh, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it was timing. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, anger, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. It is so affordable. And by the way, my procedure for my skin is so simple. You don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And listen to me. It's a sandwich effect, inside, outside. Do you want to be the CEO of your own job, of your own company? The myth, you need a college degree, absolutely not. You're smart enough. All you have to do is have the desire to achieve. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. And it launched my career on the world stage of fashion. So give me a call. Let's see what you got. What's your passion? How are you living your life? Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, darlings, the depraved people out there are taking advantage of the older generation, abuse in later life. Contact the Administration for Community Living so that you could gain a deeper understanding of abuse later in life. Older victims of domestic abuse. And it's sponsored by the U.S. Department of Justice Office on the Violence Against Women. Their webinars. You could call Shelley Fox at 608-255-0539, extension 316. Oh, and listen, I told you on January 4th, Warren Buffett sent me an email. He gifted me $1.5 million. Well, all I had to do was read. Oh, man, their grammar and their, they don't know how to spell, honey. Ooh. And you know what? I really wanted to click on the link, but I knew that I couldn't and I shouldn't. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Buffett. If you really want me to be part of your consortium, you know how to contact me, Kathy. Domestic abuse? Come on, let's call it what it really is. It's a crime. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline number is 877-863-6338. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. Men, let your voices be heard. Con and scam artists. Oh, now listen, with the IRS, don't buy. These people want your money. They could even be in Europe. Call the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. We lose $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. PSAs have been brought to you by Contributing Authors and Choices. Get the book from AuthorHouse.com. Chuck Brasselton, My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. Rhea Schmidt, Who Am I? Where Am I Going? And Kathy Watson, Through the Years, Your Greatest Power is What? What is your greatest freedom? You are the creator of your life. Every minute, every second, you are creating your life. In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, and Bev Gosset. The book choices available at authorhouse.com. And then be sure and get The Second Coming by Thomas Puttrick. It is Tate Publishing. Yes, the Second Coming of Christ has happened. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Ah, for the love of intrigue. The Valley of the Kings lies on a bend in the Nile River. What dreams, what wonders did he have? What were his dark moments? But I want to tell you, he was king at the age of 9. What was their mindset? I'd love to go back in time and visit. Now, did he have malaria or did he have epilepsy? Did he die in a chariot race or was he murdered? More than 3,000 years after he reigned and nearly a century after he was rediscovered, the boy king has the world of Egyptology in an uproar. The controversial afterlife of King Tut has produced a frenzy of conflicting scientific analysis and have made the famous pharaoh more mysterious than ever. The Valley of the Kings, let me go up there now, lies on a bend in the Nile River. The valley proper is rocky, wildly steep. It was here in a humble mid-brick house that the British Egyptologist Howard Carter was living. This was in 1922, the year he unearthed the tomb of King Tut. What happened to this young man? What was he thinking? Discovered tomb, Howard Carter above, noted in his diary on November 5th, 1922, today near the house he lived in, a replica tomb opposite awaits visitors. He reproduced, he made another tomb of the kid. Now it has here, the year he unearthed the tomb of Pharaoh, King Tut, forever enshrining both the king boy and himself in the annals of history. These days, the house serves as a museum, restored to its nearly original state and piled high with Carter's belongings. A typewriter, a camera, a record player, a few maps, a handful of sun hats. Towards the back of the museum is a dark room, and out front, facing the world, is a shaded veranda. Now, on the day where the place was visited, it was empty except for a pair of caretakers and an orange kitten that was chasing its own shadow against the tiled floor. Egyptology has always been a game of conjecture, some of it well-rooted and some of it decidedly not. As the protagonist of Arthur Phillips' 2004 novel, The Egyptologist, writes of the bygone pharaohs, those once great men and women now cling to their hard-worn immortality by the thinness of filaments. While across that chasm of time from them, historians and excavators struggle to build a rickety bridge of educated guesses for those nearly vanished heroes to cross. Now, since Howard Carter discovered the tomb now known as KV-62, In 1922, no Ferroid has inspired more educated guesses than Tut. He probably came of age during the reign of Akhenaten, a ruler who famously broke from centuries of polyesthetic tradition and encouraged the worship of a single deity. How did they know? How did they get the ideas? Oh, King Tut. Literally, was the living image of Aten. He is thought to have become king at age nine. What were they thinking? Likely with the help of advisors. Until his death, he only lived 10 years. Compared with the long reigns of powerful pharaohs, such as Ramses II, Tut's rule can seem insignificant, considering how much attention we pay to Tut. It's as if you wrote a history of the President of the United States and devoted 3 long chapters to William Henry Harrison. Even so, it doesn't take a Jungerian analyst to understand why Tut has captured the world's attention for so long. Egyptologists had long been forced to make do largely with scrapes and fragments, but Tut's tomb was found nearly intact and piled high with fantastical treasures. There was the absurdly beautiful burial mask with its jutting false beard and coiled serpent poised to strike. There were rumors of the curse that had supposedly claimed the life of Carter's deep-pocketed backer, Lord Caradoveron. And above all, there was the mystery of Tut's death. He perished suddenly. It just seemed he was gone and was placed in a tomb constructed for another king. Now, no one can be blamed for hoping that modern science, with its ever-increasing powers to reconstruct the past, would come across to the rescue of this tantalizing mystery. The most recent phase of scientific Tutology began in 2005 when the head of the Egyptian Antiquity Service used the latest techniques to study Egyptian mummies. He began with CT scans and for a test on Tut himself. And he found the mummy in appalling condition. It had been interred in 3 coffins with sat like rusty Russian nesting dolls. Over time, resins and ointments used in the mummification process had congealed, sealing the 2 inner coffers together. You know what? Methinks that it's going to remain a mystery until a new generation comes and new technology can appear. Until tomorrow, for the love of goal setting, envision the wonder of this world of a little kid that was 9 years old. How did that happen? I'm going to find out more, and I shall share it with you. Until tomorrow, make it a great day. Au revoir.